Thank you very much for coming to our gospel meeting here this evening. And we're very happy to have our friend John Procopio here with us this evening, and he'll have the closing part of the meeting. So I hope that the words that we have been singing has made you think. Think about heaven. I was sitting in the gospel meeting here last week, and what I'm going to speak on this evening, I've been thinking about it a little bit. And heaven is a real place. It is a real place. But hell as well is a real place. And so your destiny, 100 years from tonight, it could be far less than 100 years. But someday your destiny will either be in heaven or in hell. So normally when I would give an opening hymn, I'd usually try and have more gospel in it. But that's sort of what I've been thinking about. And so I hope that you're here tonight and maybe you too have been thinking about your eternal destiny. You know, we were in the Willows just a few minutes ago. And I don't know if I'll ever be in the Willows, but I've thought about it. And I really don't want to go there. It's a wonderful place. It's a new building. But I was thinking there this evening, here are the older people, and they're sitting there, and it's almost like they're waiting for something. And really, we don't like to think about it, but really, they're at the stage of life when they're just waiting to leave this earth. And every one of us represent a funeral possession. Every one of us, if the Lord does not come, we will be placed in the grave. And then where will it be? We're just here for a few years. I've been here 52 years. I don't know how much longer. My father didn't quite make 80. Rose was telling us today her grandfather is 94. But sooner or later, we are all going to go. Then what? Thank you very much for coming this evening to be with us here. Before we open the Word of God, we're just going to speak to God in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks this evening for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are indeed thankful for His coming into this earth, that He has come to provide salvation. He has come to prepare the way to heaven, the only way. There's only one way to heaven. The Bible makes it very clear. And we would pray that there would be individuals tonight would look at this seriously, that they would, a prophet of old, Moses said, consider that they would consider their latter end. And so tonight we would pray that help would be given in the gospel here. Help us to be plain, to be simple, to be truthful, and that the Spirit of God would work in the heart of someone tonight. So we'd ask for help in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, the Lord Jesus is speaking, and his audience really is religious people. These were Pharisees. These were people who supposedly knew the Bible. They had a measure of religion. And yet they failed to recognize that the words of the Lord Jesus, they were words that ought to have been listened to. And so he is speaking to them. Verse 21. Then said Jesus again unto them. It says again. Now, if you went back to chapter 6, he says similar words. He says, I go my way, and ye shall seek me. These next words are very solemn words. I go away, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, you can't come. You cannot come. Verse 23, they said, Where's he going to go? What's he going to do? Why can't we go? He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. I want to underline something that is written here. The Lord Jesus is looking at people. He is very truthful. And he says, I am going. And because you are in your sins, you cannot come. Now, here's what I want to underline. If you believe not, you shall die in your sins. Pay attention. Listen to this. If you die in your sins, if you believe not, you shall die in your sins. If you believe not, you shall die in your sins. John chapter 14. And we'll read at verse number 1, just for context. The Lord Jesus now is speaking to his disciples. These are men who have been redeemed. They are saved. John 14, verse number 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now listen. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So let's connect these two. If I go, there ye may be also. Where I am, there ye may be also. If ye believe not, ye shall die in your sins. If I go away, where I am, there ye may be also. I'm just not sure how this is going to come together. I was just thinking of today, and it struck me the second if that we have read. So two ifs. And tonight, as we begin this gospel meeting, I would like to ask you, which if are you placing yourself under? Under which, if I was to put on this side, if you don't believe, if you die in your sins, or if I go away where I am, you can come. Tonight, you are in one place or the other. You are either in your sins, or you are under the blood of Christ. The Lord Jesus has performed a miracle, and not performed a miracle. There was a woman taken. They were accusing her of her sin. And as those religious men took this woman, why ever they didn't take the man, because he was just as guilty, and they accused her of a gross sin, and it was a sin that God hates. And they said, we caught her in the very act. What are you going to do? Lord Jesus started to write on the ground. He said, whoever is without sin, let them first cast a stone. And he stoops down and writes. And one by one, as they started, maybe they stopped and listened to his words, but says, as they realized in their mind that they too were guilty, it says they left. And at the last one is just the woman. She hears words from the Lord Jesus. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And then this conversation takes place. Here are men that they thought by what they were doing, what they were carrying on, the rituals that they performed, they thought that they were okay. Tonight it's a different audience. This took place 2,000 years ago, but tonight I want you to understand that the words that the Lord Jesus spoke are just as relevant as they were then. And if you are here tonight and you have never been saved, if you have never put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the words of the Lord Jesus are directed to you. If you die in your sins, then where he is, you can't come. Last week, I think it was, I was sitting there and I got thinking about it. And some people think, well, why is God so unfair? There is a heaven. Well, let's put it this way. If you are in your sins and you are to enter heaven, now sin will never enter heaven. But have you ever stopped to consider that you would feel so out of place? I can think of places I've been and I've just wanted to been totally uncomfortable. Can you imagine what it'd be like if you could enter heaven in your sin? You see, you wouldn't even want to be there. But because of your sin, if we were to read in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2, it says, your sins have separated between you and God. And so between you and heaven, your sin has caused a division. That is why the Lord Jesus says, if you die in your sins, if you don't believe me, you're going to die in your sins. And where he was going, you never will be there. And tonight, the purpose of this gospel meeting is to make you aware, to try and put this across in your mind, that if you ever want to be in heaven, you need to be saved. I don't know what the audience thought. It must have come across rather strong and powerful. Can you imagine just think it to be in the audience and have the Lord Jesus look you right in the eye? And he said, I'm going away, and where I'm going, you can't come. You know, one of my grandchildren sometimes will say, you can't come, and she's heartbroken. I don't know why she likes going with Grampy, but she does. But sometimes I have to say, no, you can't come. And her little grandson, he's now at the age of somebody leaves, he has a fit. Because we don't like to be left out, but the message, the background of the gospel is when it comes to heaven, if your sins have never been forgiven, if you have never put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can never enter heaven. If you hadn't been at the Willows this evening, Brody was speaking there, and he spoke on John chapter 3, and it was another religious man of the same religion. And the Lord Jesus again tells him, just as clear as anything, unless you're born again, you cannot enter heaven. If you were to come to 800 Aerospace Boulevard, where I work, if you come up to the door and say, I want to go in, they would say, no, you can't come in. But I know Daryl in there. I want to come in. They say, no, you can't come in. Where's your security clearance? Where's your badge? You can't come in. Well, I could probably sneak you into Standard Aero. I'd get in trouble. But you know what? You can never sneak into heaven. Without the new birth, without your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, without repenting of your sin and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can never enter heaven. If you don't believe in him, if you die in your sins, where he is, you can't come. And so that's the solemnity of the gospel message. Our sins have created such a barrier. This world looks lightly on sin. Sin is scoffed and mocked and made fun of every day. And sometimes we make light of what the Bible says is sin, and yet sin is so serious, and things that we think are really not that important, God says they are sin. And not one sin will ever or can ever enter heaven. Think of the words of the Lord Jesus. I go away. Where I am, you cannot come. But just for the last part of my message, I want to think of the other if. Not now if you die in your sins, but I want to think of what the Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 14. If I go away. You know what I like with this if? This wasn't a possibility. When the Lord Jesus spoke these words, he was just a few hours away from Calvary's cross. He knew that the next big thing that was going to happen is that he was going to lay down his life. And really what he was saying is, since I go. He was going to Calvary. He was going to make a provision. Not just for his disciples. Not just for the people of that day. But he was going to make a provision for all of the world. And here we are 2,000 years later. And the message is still the same. The Lord Jesus has died. I forget if I even read it. I intended to read it. Verse 6. Jesus says to his disciples, you know, one of the men there, Thomas, he says, Lord, how can we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Maybe you're here tonight and you say, I would love to go to heaven, but I just don't know how. Well, we're so happy tonight that we can answer from the Bible. Not my thoughts, not John's thoughts. John has some good thoughts. I really appreciate some of his messages. But it's not John's ideas. And it's not David's ideas when he's there. It's from God's word. The Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. You know what the Lord Jesus is saying? The only way to heaven is through him. Not very long after this, the Lord Jesus is going to be nailed upon the cross. And it was a tremendously humiliating death. It was a very painful death. But the Bible tells us that it was a substitutionary death. The Lord Jesus was dying not for something that he did, but he was dying for you and for me. If you'd have been here this morning, as we sat here, it was a circle, we stopped and thought about the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming into this earth. Different men stood up and prayed. Some talked about the Lamb of God, which came into the world. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And all around here this morning, I think Andrew had said there was about 52 or 53 people. We were thinking and thanking God for sending his Son, the one who had prepared the way to heaven. And tonight there is a way prepared for you. There is a way that you can escape the destiny that lies ahead of you. There is a way to get off the road to hell. One of the cars that we just started driving not that long ago, we've had a few that had GPS, but this one has a built-in GPS. But I noticed when the GPS come up, and I can't even remember where we're going, but not only to say, pull off here, and you can see it, but it actually highlighted the accident. I thought, wow, that's cool. Well, tonight in the gospel, God is highlighting the way off the road to hell. And he is saying, this is the way. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus says, if I go away, I go to prepare a place for you. And he did go. He left the disciples. He left a garden where he prayed and where he was thinking about the tremendous load that he was going to face at Calvary, the awful suffering, and as he would take the sinner's place, he left his disciples. He stood before men as they gave him a mock trial. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ, on him was laid the weight of sin. God took the punishment that was deserving to Darrell Rainer and placed it on his son. And tonight, you could be saved. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has given himself. He has paid the penalty. He has paid the price for your sin and for mine. If I could put it this way, he paid the admission for you to go to heaven. So tonight, here we are, right where we started. If you're in your sins, the Lord Jesus says, if you believe me not, you'll die in your sins and can never enter heaven. But if you put your trust in him, listen to the words of John chapter 14. If I go away, he did. Not only did he go to the cross of Calvary, he has entered into heaven. And there is a place, we've been singing about it, we've been reading about it, there is a place. And the provision has been made. And tonight, if you would accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you would put your trust in him, listen to the words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Tonight, stop and seriously consider your soul salvation. It's heaven or hell forever. The way to heaven has been prepared. The door stands open wide. And tonight, you could be saved.